Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 3 meeting with Indy.
Oh, absolutely. I got vets around me. I got Lamar, I got Mark. I got everybody around me making me comfortable. So it's making my job easier to execute and be as detailed as possible.
Zay, I know it's only been two games, but how comfortable are you feeling when you're hearing that, you know, you're seeing things early and you're telling Lamar that that type of look will be there later? How comfortable are you with the things you're seeing and also your assignments based off what you're looking at?
I'm super comfortable because Coach Lewis and Coach Doug, they do a great job of when we're in the meeting room, making sure everything detailed. And when we're on the field, me and Lamar see a look, or anybody at receiver see a look, we go back and tell him, and he'll come back and hit you on it if he see the same look.
So you spent that time in South Florida with Lamar. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's contributed to the early chemistry you all are developing?
Yeah, I think it did, because it was me, O, and Nelly out there, and we knew we was going to be three receivers that was going to be playing a lot, and we had to get out there, get some work together, and we knew we had to do it fast, because if we wanted to have the season we want to have, we had to do it.
Speaking of Nelly, you probably had the best view in the house of the touchdown catch, and you seem to really enjoy that. What did you particularly enjoy about that play?
I just enjoy like seeing our guys score. I just enjoy anybody on the field making a play, even if it's defense. You'll probably see me jumping around on the sideline. Like after Geno play, I was jumping around, running around. So I'm just excited for all my guys.
Did you say anything to that cornerback?
He just said he locked me up, and I was like, look, touchdown. That's basically what I said.
You mentioned the communication with Lamar. Was there an instance of that? You know, you maybe tell him about the post that you were before earlier, and then he came back to you for that long play?
Yeah, we both knew it. Like, Lamar seen it a little later. And I got open, and by the time I turned, he was already off it. But he seen me down the field, and he was just like, calm down, I'm going to come back to you.
Did you know that it was going to be called later?
Oh, yeah, I had a feeling it was going to be called again.
What's it mean to you, Zay? I mean, week one, you made a lot of plays in space, short throws. You could have had three long balls. You know, to kind of show your deep play potential, what do you think that opens up for the rest of your game?
I just feel like it opened everything up for me. Because if you feel like I'm going to run long, I can stop at any route and come back. So it'll make the defenders harder to guard me.
Zay, to get to this point, obviously, you got to be supremely confident in your ability. But to translate that confidence into, you know, the numbers you've put up through only 2 weeks, but do you feel some sort of, like, not validation, but, you know, comfort that, okay, you got to this point and you're making it happen already?
I feel more comfortable each week just with the game plan and the speed of the game and just getting smarter each week and just being out there with vet guys. Like I said, they teaching me, Nelly will teach me something about, like, because he a master at running, like, option routes and over routes. So he'll teach me something about that. Odell will teach me something about the deep ball. So I'm just taking it all in and just trying to use it. I would say you got a lot to worry about, honestly. You got to worry about Mark. You got to worry about the run game. You got to worry about Lamar and then all the other receivers. So I don't even know how to tell you. I'm just going out there and playing my game, honestly.
Can you describe how much fun you're having playing in the games? It just seems like you're laughing all the time and having fun.
No, it's easy to have fun when you got guys like that around you and everybody can make plays. So that just made me enjoy the game a little bit more.
What is it about the game that is just so fun for you?
I don't know. I just get excited to play, make plays, see somebody else make plays, and I just want to win.
Jay, you talked about your comfort in the offense with Lamar. I'm just curious, what's it like catching passes for him from just like a pure technical standpoint?
Lamar got every throw in motion. Like, he could give it to you sidearm, he give it to you straight down the field, and he could put it anywhere you need it. So just catch it from him, that's going to be on you fast too. So it's going to be right in your face. So you got to be ready.
Well, I think he's got the second highest completion percentage right now in the NFL. You're the recipient of a lot of those. guess, the chemistry that you built in that regard in terms of route running and timing, catching?
A lot of it was built over the summer. We was just running through the route trees, trying to get everything on time, and just trying to build chemistry and trying to do what we're doing out on the field right now.
All right, Jake, thank you.
Yeah.